With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. It's not easy to be a rancher in 2017. It's even harder to be new to the business of ranching these days. Difficult to be sure, but not impossible. Challenges new ranchers will face include the ever-rising price of land, something you're going to need plenty of. There's also the market that's impossible to predict, and variables like weather that you'll never be able to predict either. Angus breeder Kevin Yon and his wife Lydia, they're first generation on their family's farm. Kevin, with this advice for others looking to start a ranch of their own.
Number one is you got to have the passion. You got to have the want to. And there's many young folks out there that have it. You got to go out and get some experience. You got to be willing to work hard. You've got to have a spouse that shares your dream, or at least understands your dream, that is willing to be a partner and be very supportive. And we've had that and been very blessed by that.
More good advice comes from an interview in Beef Magazine back in 2016 with longtime rancher in northern Nevada, 91-year-old Nilo Mori. He told the magazine almost the same thing you just heard from Kevin, but he did have a couple other worthwhile tips, which included finding a banker that understands agriculture, especially those ranchers who are looking to finance a venture. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to the Ag Information Network of the West at aginfo.net.